so.
That works. I didn't try that.
Nobody cares about a budget amendment.
Is that Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. At 3:06, I would make a motion that we, back to order.
Reconvene.
Reconvene.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay.
Okay, moving on to new business item B. It's the 2015-2016 budget amendments. Mike?
Are you having your agenda packet, our annual memo from City Clerk Treasurer Cindy Grice after consulting with all the department heads on recommended budget amendments to bring us into compliance and basically make some fine tuning as we close our current fiscal year, which ends on May 1st. This is our last regular city commission meeting prior to that taking place. And again, we're just looking to fine tune things within the parameters where we think they'll end up. So I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have on it. We're looking for a motion of support.
I'm okay with it. Let's open up to anyone that has any questions. Yes, Barb.
I just have a comment. With the marina portion of it, I have one line item that's kind of a moving target. It's our seasonal boater payments. They are due by April 30th, so you'll see a real large discrepancy in what was budgeted versus what the amendment is. And it's because those payments are still coming in. They're due April 30th, so right up until about May 3rd, we'll be getting, you know, quite a bit of money.
So the transient fee was up though, right, Barb, from 26 to 44?
Yes.
So you're talking about the seasonal, this 55 to 34,000?
Correct. So I still anticipate to reach or exceed that number, but until the payments come in, and if they come in after May 1st, it goes into that next budget year. So the timing of that is just a little funny for me always.
Mm-hmm. So Barbara, this is kind of a tangent question too, but it has to do with Water Street Marina there. So the revenue you get from Water Street is 25,205. I just want to make sure I figured this out correctly. And then the expenses you have from that are the employees there, the 5,600. And then the other thing is a payment back to them of 13,957. Does that kind of, is that the dollars and cents of that marina? Okay. Thank you. I just had one question, Mike, and there's probably a simple answer, but I noticed like an unemployment compensation, you know, there'd be $2,000 budgeted and, you know, like 195. You know, the amounts were really low. Has something changed?
No, those fluctuate. We have a hard time gauging that every year. It all depends on what our insurance rates are for that year. A lot of it depends on what the risks are. Those fluctuate from year to year.
I thought maybe there was a change.
Any other questions from commissioners?
No. Well, I just have a tendency when there's a number that's kind of way off, wonder why. The Parks and Rec, the 775 to 695, is that for the safe route? Or no, that's for the pavilion, correct? Is why that difference is under line item 970. We were anticipating spending that for the pavilion. So I answered my question.
You're good
and
with
the,
it.
The, there's a, the sidewalk construction then is the safe route to schools, which is why there's such that large discrepancy.
Yeah.
And then under repairs and maintenance, there was a line item 930. There's a difference of $131,395. That have to do with the building program?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So are you looking for a motion, Mayor?
I'm good with it, so.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll make a motion for consideration to approve the 2015-2016 budget amendments as presented in compliance with accounting and budgeting standards.
A second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Town.
Aye.
Conklin.
Aye.
Grunsch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Moving on to item C, flotation docking pier repair. Barb.
Thank you, Mayor. Brought this in just in case everybody wasn't clear on where we're talking about. So here's the boat launch there in Veterans Park. It's this dock section, and it's this specific area within And it's about 54 feet long. We've done some minor repairs on it, but with the deterioration, it's to the point that we need to do a major repair to make it safe and reliable. You saw in the letter from Flotation Docking where they gave us the two different options, one for repair and one for full replacement. When they say full replacement, it is just that 54-foot section. It's not the entire main pier or the ramp or any of the finger piers or anything like that. My recommendation was to just fix what we need to fix to get by. I know it's only a few more thousand dollars potentially to replace that section, but in my mind, I just don't want to put any more money into it than I have to. We could say, well, it's only 4,000 more to replace that, and then if we have to do something with the other parts, and oh well, we might as well do a full replacement on it. And it's, all of a sudden, you've got so much money into it that it just really it isn't worth it. In the proposed expansion plan, you can see that section is not even going to be there or look like that anymore. So to think that if we do replace that piece by piece, it'll just be new for this part, it calls for removal of that. And so it, to me, it just doesn't make sense to put any more money in it than we have to. We want to keep it safe. We want to make sure it's usable for a few more years until we can figure out how we can implement this or portions of. But other than that, I can't see dumping a lot of money into it. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Barb, is that the plan that's been approved right there? Is that?
That's correct.
So that's what we're working towards?
That's correct.
And I have one question too. If we, let's say it's 5 years down the road and we do the new marina difference and we don't need that section at all anymore, is that sellable?
That section?
Yeah. To say anyone privately who maybe has a section of area around the lake, or
generally what would happen to potentially a newer section like that is, so for example, if Flotation Docking was the company that did this and they felt that section was good, that would be a decrease off their bid to do this, and then they would take that section resell it or whatever.
Any future use at all, or if it would just be trashed. Okay.
Anybody else?
Well, there was just one other thing. Yeah. The last paragraph in Mr. Carmichael, or is it a Mr.? You know, about the shopper stock not being stored correctly.
Yeah. Andy and I have had that discussion, and we're going to look at different ways to do something.
What does he mean by, although I would recommend an alternate, should be stored on bunking to keep the frame level? What is that?
Level it out? Level it out, whether you're using pallets or something like that to keep it level and up off the ground. Right now we pull that ramp out and it just sits there behind the Rivermouth bathrooms.
Right.
So he's just suggesting that we level it up a little bit.
It's on an angle like that, and he's suggesting...
Make sure it's level.
That it's supported and level and off the ground, just to make the life last longer.
Any other comments from commissioners?
I don't have a question. I do have a comment. This needs to be done. I believe option one also would be the best for now. But I definitely don't want to spend more money than we need to.
Okay.
I support Barb's recommendation.
Okay. Looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to hire Flotation Docking Systems to repair the floating dock near the boat launch as outlined in option one.
Okay.
for the amount of between $8,000 and $9,000 is, if that's the amount.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Number D, pavement marking bids.
Thank you, Mayor. As you can see from my memorandum and the attached documentation of the bid tabulation, two bids were received for our annual quantities of pavement marking. Both from companies we've used in the past, MM Pavement Marking and PK Contracting. This year, PK Contracting is a low bidder. Seems like a lot of years they go back and forth every couple of years and it's low, but it's my recommendation we award a bid to PK Contracting and get the job done. Thank you.
Any further comments? Commission? Ron?
I support Andy's recommendation.
Laura?
I support Andy's recommendation, and with a question, who did our paving markings in the past? Same company?
Both companies have done them in the past.
They did, yeah, okay. Because I thought I recognized both names, but I wasn't real sure, okay.
You?
This is the same amount of pavement marking as last year?
Yeah, I typically bid out the same quantities, and if we need to reduce because of budget issues or we decide we don't want to do them, we reserve that right in the language. So yeah, it's pretty much what we bid out every year.
Is there a reason that it would be 9,000 or so less than what you paid this year?
You know, at one point in time, that's what we typically paid every year. Oh. For a couple of years, it jumped really high. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the reason is. I know there was some monopolization in the industry at one point in time. But I think, I'm not really sure whether it's the price of the, you know, fuel's coming down in price and everything else, so maybe that's helping, but I'm not really sure.
Take it while you can, I guess.
I support the recommendation. Get the same amount of work done and save another $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Why not?
How does pay for the dock?
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Looking for
not
a motion.
Technically.
I'll make the motion for consideration of awarding bid of our annual payment marking bids will be received. I got the wrong one. Sorry. Did I get the new one? I'll make a motion that the City Commission approve this contract with a low bidder PK Contracting and Pavement Marking Services for the amount of $13,423.25 and authorize the city manager to sign the required documents.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Moving on to item E, marine truck purchase. Barb?
Thank you. Well, probably when you came in, you passed the beautiful vehicle that we've been using.
Was it running?
It probably was running. I shut it off before I came in. The battery was dead, so we had to jump and I needed to leave it running a little bit so I can move it back somewhere instead of leaving it here. So it's older, it's really rusted, doesn't have a lot of miles on it, but it needs a lot of repair. There's a leak in the fuel tank, the brackets are rusting, and it's to the point now that they can't get new parts for it. They have to go and look at junkyards and stuff for older parts to try to fix it. It's not attractive as a city vehicle. I think it's a poor representation of the community and the city, and I think it just makes sense to not put any more money into it to fix it up. If you fix it up mechanically, it still looks really rough on the outside. So I think it makes sense to just start looking for something different. I did budget some funds for it. We don't need anything great. We don't need anything new with real low miles or anything. I don't need four-wheel drive. We use it through the marina season, which is, you know, May through October. It has been lent to other departments at times, you know, when it's been needed, but for the most part, it's marina use, and if we can find something under $10,000 that would suit our needs just fine for years to come.
What I have a comment. What would you do with the old one then?
Probably sell it. I don't know if we put it up to bid or just sell it for scrap. It does run. Andy's got a truck in similar condition, I would assume we would do the same.
Yeah, some of the issues that are involved with that truck right now, in fact, one of the rear spring shackles has broken loose and the spring is up into the bed of the truck. I would not sell that to anybody outright, I recommend that we just send that to the junkyard, to be totally honest with you. I don't want that liability to come back on the city.
Sure.
Even as a sell as is, and it's taking a chance.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Any other comments? Okay, board? Gene?
Yeah, it's gonna cost more to repair it than it's worth, but it's time to replace it.
Laura?
Do we have any trucks in our system that we're looking at replacing shortly down the road that might work for a Marina truck and then when you get a new one?
I have no plans replacing any regular pickup trucks this year.
But nothing in any of, like, the wastewater or anywhere else?
No, the wastewater's buying one from me as it is.
Okay, well, I just wondered if we had something that might be expiring soon that might be usable for the Marina and maybe then buy a new truck for the other location. Now, I'd be in favor of your support. You have to have something that runs and looks decent, so.
You?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, Ron?
I support the recommendation.
Looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to allow the Marina staff to search and purchase a used truck for use at the Marina in an amount not to exceed $10,000.
Second. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Towns?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item 10, good of the order. Let's start.
I just want to say the room is looking better and the air is smelling better. So, and thank you. It looks great for all the hard work.
Gene?
I'm okay.
Ron?
I don't have anything.
Okay. You?
Well, just one thing. The place plan project here, Mike. At the Planning Commission, there was some discussion about having a meeting between the Planning Commission and maybe the committee and, you know, just what do we do with it now? Could the City Commission be a part of it, or have you thought about what we do with this now? Or
we haven't talked about it internally as okay. staff yet since last week's meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
In reference to that, I think Planning Commission asked the same question,
follow-up. Yeah, right. That's where it kind of came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to get all the parties involved and figure out where we're going.
Right. Yeah, right.
The only thing I have is the NLEA Tuesday, May 19th. Is that something that you would recommend we go to, Mike?
You know, they're changing the format significantly from what it has been in the past. I've always found those their annual meetings to be helpful and informative. I think it's good for us to be represented there. I can't swear as to what the Schmoozapalooza thing is going to be like, or that it's a good change, but I think we should give it a try and see how it works.
So do we have to sign up now to, because they said tickets were going fast online.
He's a the schmooze guy.
What else are they going to say? They want you to sign up. You must act now.
Yeah, right. Real incentive to sign up. So.
Is that?
I mean, if people are interested, I think it'd be helpful to let Lisa or myself know that you're interested or available to go, that we would make sure that the reservations are.
What's in the cost on that, do you know?
It's right here. It's $20 per person.
How is it?
Thursday, May 19th, 2 to 4 p.m. in Boyne Mountain.
Now, the last couple of years, last few years, C2AE has sponsored a table.
Right.
Now they don't have tables, so I'm not sure if they're still into that or whatever. But either way, I mean, the cost isn't that expensive. If commissioners are interested, I'm sure we can cover it, especially since it's going to be at the beginning of the next fiscal year.
Sure. I would, Lisa, put me down as a yes.
Okay.
I think it's good to be.
It's probably well worth going to.
Yeah, good to be.
It's always been good in the past, so.
Andy always puts on a good show.
Did you want to see this?
Sure.
Why don't you put me down tentatively anyway? I mean, go ahead and sit me down there and then.
Okay.
If I change my mind, I'll holler. I have plenty of notes.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
If I can go, I'll probably go.
Again, go home and check your calendars. If you let Lisa know, that'd be great.
Under announcements, the Arbitree seedling giveaway will take place at City Hall on Thursday, April 28th. City Hall, the Boynton City Airport Advisory Board will be hosting business after hours Thursday, April 28th, from 5:30 till 7:30. City Hall will be open Saturday, April 30th, from 9 a.m. until 2 to issue and receive absentee ballots for the May 3rd school election. And the school election will be held on May 3rd. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. And the next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 10th. At 7 p.m. It's 3:27, and I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you.
While we have everybody here, I can head to
it. I don't know, it's up to them.
As you guys may or may not know, we had a training episode in the old building last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. My local SWAT team trained in it. The next day we had our department, our fire and EMS training go on there. I'd like to thank you very much for letting us do that. It was outstanding. Yeah. Mike came in for a little bit and got to see some of it, and having a building like that for our teams to go through and be able to actually breach doors and do stuff like that and not worry about damaging people's property is great. We had some new guys on our team that haven't had a chance to do some of the things they got to do. So it was it was really good training. It was a unique opportunity to do it here in town. Mm-hmm. And appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, glad to help.
Yeah.
And some of the city people maybe
came half of
in
it demolished
and,
now?
Save
on the demolishing kind of cost.
Somebody may have taken their windows out of their own office.
Yeah.
Yours are still there, by the way.
I know.
But
okay. It was very pretty.
All right.
So, maybe we can go home?
Go home?
I don't think so.